Becky Simpfer is standing by, and she wants to talk Big Brothers, Big Sisters in all kinds of ways. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
How are you? As the executive program director of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you must be a very nice person to want to help out these kids.
Well, thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So you are looking for kids to enroll, or are you looking for bigs to enroll to help the kids?
Yeah, so right now we have over 150 kids waiting for a mentor. So we're really looking, right here in Cape. And so we're really looking for mentors to enroll to be bigs, to be matched with the wonderful young people on our waiting list.
So what's the obligation you're asking for?
Yeah, so the most important thing is that you're able to spend at least 4 hours a month with a little, and to commit to that little for at least a year, or 1 year, because we know that it takes time to build a relationship with a young person.
Yeah. And, I mean, you don't have to take them to Disneyland. I mean, it can
be something simple,
right?
Absolutely. So, really, time with a little happens in the community, and it's driven by the interests that you share. So things like visiting local attractions, sharing a meal, getting ice cream, doing arts and crafts, the activity is really driven by your interest, like I said. And we do prioritize activities that cost little to no money, actually.
And do you have a list of things in case people are like me and they're like, gosh, I feel like I've done everything there is to do? What would be new and exciting for this kid?
Absolutely. So that's one of the really great things about our program is that there's ongoing support by our staff once you are matched with a little. And so they can really be there to help support you in generating those ideas and supplying sometimes tickets for activities and really just helping you with ideas.
Okay. So, I mean, it's 4 hours a month. It's really not that serious. You spend that much time sitting on your phone staring at it, you know.
So true.
I mean, put your phone down, help a kid. But
exactly.
There is a process to becoming a big.
There is, yes. So the first step in that process is just by submitting an application. And that can be found on our website at bbbsemo.org. Once we receive that application, we are going to schedule a time to get to know you. And so interviews usually happen in person at our office downtown Cape. And it's really designed to get to know who you are as a person and what you might be looking for in a mentoring relationship.
Okay, so, like, I would love to volunteer and do this. And
yeah.
my record's perfect. Clear. I mean, I'm almost a cop. I mean, it's like, it's almost ridiculous. But, you know, I just wouldn't know what. I have grandchildren that I hang out with all the time,
mm-hmm.
and they keep telling me I'm old school, you know? So I'm like, I don't believe there's old school. I just think there's right and there's wrong, and that there's no gray in between. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
sure.
How does someone like me connect with a kid?
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned the interview process with volunteers, and during that time, we're really getting to know you, like I said. We also have an interview process for all the families that enroll into our program, and so we're understanding from them things about their personalities, their expectations, and their preferences around a mentor so that we can make that best match. So hopefully, we're already starting out in a good place with some similarities. And again, that's where our ongoing support by our trained staff members really comes into play. So if you are beginning this relationship and having some sort of struggle building that relationship, that's what we're here for, to really help everyone make this as successful as possible.
Now, I've come and spoken to the group, and you had a lot of kids there, and they really listened. I mean, there was one that didn't, but I mean, there's always going to be one. But they seem like really nice kids.
Absolutely. There are amazing young people in our community, and they're growing up before our eyes, Vaughn. And they're really the leaders of our future. And we all know that life can present challenges that are especially hard on our youth. But with a support and a caring community, those young people can overcome anything that comes their way.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm thinking about volunteering, but it would have to be time. Does it have to be time one-on-one, or can, like, another child who's in my family also be there?
That's a great question. Great question. One we get often. We prioritize one-on-one time because it does take time to build a relationship, and it can be a little bit more complicated if there is another person involved or dividing attention and that sort of thing. However, once that relationship is built, it's perfectly natural to want to introduce your little to your family members. And so that is more just making sure everyone is down with that and open to that.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you've got to know about allergies. I mean, there's so much you got to know before this gets going. My only thing is we are Catholic, and we are very Catholic. And are some things just off limits?
So, again, those are conversations. Okay. And that's one of the things that we are looking for during those interview processes. And so we're really speaking with all of our participants about what they're comfortable with, what they're not comfortable with, and that includes activities. And again, those are conversations. So the parent and guardians in our program are crucial to the success of our relationship. And so it's really having a conversation with that parent or guardian and saying, hey, this is something I'm interested in doing with my little. Let's talk about that. You tell me what you're comfortable with and what you might not be comfortable with.
Right. Because, I mean, we got to do something to get these kids some sort of mentorship, because some of them have no one, and that makes me very sad.
Sure, absolutely. I think we all can be there for another person. I think you and I probably can think of at least one mentor that we've had in our lives, and it's really inspiring when someone steps up and say, I want to be that for someone else.
Okay, so there you go, folks. If you have 4 hours a month and you can go through a very easy interview process, you can become a big to a little, and it can go for as long as you want it to go. If it doesn't work out, you let them know. If it does work out, you might have a friend for life and another, well, basically grandchild in my case. All right, so where do they go once again to become a big?
Just to our website at bbbsemo.org.
All right, check it out. And a big thanks to Becky Simfer, who's the Executive Program Director. You can enroll, find out what the benefits are, and meet a child whose life you might change for the better. Thank you very much, Becky.
Thanks so much, Fawn.
Have a wonderful one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.